From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Migrants clash with Hungarian police as they try to move north in Europe. Frustrated and desperate refugees clashed Monday with Hungarian police trying to take them to a registration center, preferring to move north from the Serbian border to Budapest and points north. Mohammed from Damascus is among them.
People are sick. It's extremely cold over there. They are giving us the minimum amount of food. And we don't want their food. We just want to cross the borders. We're not demanding anything. We don't want to be put in hotels. We just want to cross the border and get to the country we're destined to go to. Germany is accepting all of us. Why don't they just let us go?
Hungary is now granting passage to the Austrian border for those who state they're refugees and not economic migrants. Germany says it expects to take in as many as 800,000 this year, is urging its European partners to do their share. The flood of refugees could spell good economic news for Germany, according to Jacob Kierkegaard of the Washington-based Peterson Institute for International Economics.
Germany is probably the country in Europe that has the most need, for its own demographic reasons, for attracting large numbers of immigrants. Germany is also a country that for many years now actually have been the destination for very large numbers of immigrants. And the German economy is doing very well at the moment.
Kierkegaard says Germany and some other European nations have aging populations and need a renewed workforce to continue growth. The president of Guinea-Bissau Monday named a new government weeks after dismissing the previous cabinet. José Mário Vaz of the ruling party named Bachiro Jaws the next prime minister. The changes were possible with the assistance of the country's second biggest political party. The crisis follows last year's election, which was hoped to bring some stability to the West African nation. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister David Cameron Monday said a Royal Air Force drone killed three Islamic State militants, including two Britons in Syria. Calling the August 21st strike an act of self-defense, Mr. Cameron said there was clear evidence the individuals in question planned and directed armed attacks against the UK. He spoke Monday in Parliament.
We should be under no illusion. Their intention was the murder of British citizens. So on this occasion, we ourselves took action.
While Britain participates in anti-IS strikes in Iraq and uses unmanned aircraft to gather intelligence in Syria, the RAF has not targeted the IS group in Syria before. Turkish warplanes launched more airstrikes against Kurdish militants after the Kurdish fighters attacked a troop convoy near Turkey's border. Turkey's military says 16 of its soldiers were killed, six others wounded, making it the deadliest PKK attack since July. Guatemala faces a presidential runoff after the leading candidates at the polls Sunday failed to secure the votes needed to avoid a second round of elections next month. Jimmy Morales, a comedic actor and political novice, was able to garner about 24% of the vote. Businessman Manuel Baldazón and former First Lady Social Democrat Sandra Torres each came up with about 19%. Analyst Mark Jones of Rice University says Morales' campaign slogan, "Not corrupt, not a thief," resonated with voters in the wake of a bribery scandal that forced the resignation last week of President Otto Perez Molina.
With growing concerns about corruption in Guatemala, which has resulted in previously the resignation of the vice president and most recently the resignation and the arrest of President Otto Perez Molina, the issue of corruption has skyrocketed to become the major issue among Guatemalan voters.
Mr. Perez Molina said the court he's innocent of accusations that he accepted $800,000 from business owners in an alleged bribery ring. He's not yet been formally charged and is to appear in court later Tuesday. U.S. congressional review of the international agreement on Iran's nuclear program enters its final stretch Tuesday. Lawmakers are returning from a month-long recess to consider measures officially disapproving the deal. They have until September 17 to review the pact and vote for or against it. President Obama has vowed to veto any rejection. Police in Nepal say an American woman traveled to the country of Nepal to help after April's earthquake was beaten to death. They say a local teacher who was hosting the 25-year-old Dalia Yahia at his home admitted to beating the volunteer and dumping her body in a river. She was reported missing August 6. The Minnesota dentist accused of killing a protected lion in Zimbabwe returns to work Tuesday after an international firestorm in the wake of the killing of Cecil the Lion in early July. Dentist Walter Palmer insists he didn't know the rare black-maned lion was part of a study and off-limits. He told interviewers he was relying on the advice of his local guides. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.